And we say Lucas Oil, Lucas Oil Studios. It was the Lucas Oil 200 brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. And Harrison Burton went in the ARCA race for the Daytona extravaganza. And Harrison, first of all, with you joining us here in the Freak Nation, you realize the significance of you joining me is the fact that we were both born on John Lennon's birthday.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Yeah.
October 9th. Sure. Congratulations.
Thank
we're
you,
born
man.
On the same day.
On the best day, right?
Yeah, I
like it.
Born about 35 years before you were.
Well, hey, we don't have to talk about that part, right?
More along around the when your dad was born, probably.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Harrison Burton, your winner from Daytona in the ARCA series, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Do you still roll into this track at 18 years old, roll into this track and think, damn, this is a big place. I sure want to win here.
Yes. You know, you roll in the first day, and for me, I'm lucky enough to stay with my parents in a motorhome, so that's good. Whenever my dad's here, I get to stay in a motorhome and in the racetrack, and you know, we rolled in the first night we were here, and you just kind of stand outside and take it in. The atmosphere without anyone in the building, anyone here, is just amazing. You know what's happened on that racetrack. You know the people that have won there, the amount that it means to people. And so, you know, for me, this whole day was like, wow, I get to race here. It wasn't I get to, you know, maybe win here. It was I get to race at Daytona. I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm nervous, you know, all this stuff. And for me to win is so cool, man. I didn't expect it. Now I'm confident in myself, and I know that we had a chance. There was no reason we shouldn't have won. We had a great car, a great team, and everyone behind me helps me so much. But to actually do it and to execute the way that you need to win here is really, really cool and really exciting. When you know you're going to win and like you're crossing the line, it's like the most relieving feeling ever. So you're just waiting for something to go wrong here for sure.
Harrison Burton, you're 18. You ran a smart race to get the win in the ARCA race Saturday. And for most of us, 18 and smart are mutually exclusive concepts. What did you do? What was on your mind to get that win?
Yeah, I knew my legs were sore because I've been working out before the race. Yeah, so that was like the big thing. I sat down, I was like, oh, my legs are sore, but that's, you know, I'm just joking around. But no, so for me, all the work that goes into it is really behind the scenes, and no one really knows it. No one understands what it takes, you know, to win a race at Daytona or anywhere. You know, for me, I wake up at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym and then go to school after that for as long as I can and go to the simulator, go to the shop after, and try to have a little time to be a kid in there sometimes. So, you know, for me, it's all about the people around me. My loved ones really are understanding of that and aren't super demanding of me as far as time. They know that I'm trying to pursue this career and I have a once-in-a-lifetime shot. So all that work and everything that everyone in my family has sacrificed, all coming into this, right? This season, I have the biggest opportunity in my life to run full-time trucks for Kyle Busch Motorsports. All that work and everything leading into the first race of the you know, big car year and winning is really, really cool and really relieving for sure.
Harrison, this has to be one of the big moments, the cool moment for you in your young racing career. But listening to your mom, it was also a cool time for her at all the things that she's followed you from quarter midgets to the win yesterday. You think this should be the coolest moment for her in your young racing career?
Yeah. I don't know. She's been nervous about Daytona. She doesn't, she's seen my dad crash hard here, and she's seen a lot of people crash hard here. And that's the way her mind works. She always goes to worst case scenario.
That's kind
and
of
so,
a mom thing.
Yeah, that's
a
definitely
mom deal,
a mom
bro.
Thing. So she was really nervous for this race, and win it will hopefully calm her down for the truck race next week. The truck race is going to be a little bit more wild, I think, the way the aero package is. So, for me to win gives me more confidence, and I hope it does the same for my mother.
Harrison Burton, winner of the Lucas Oil 200 here at Daytona on General Tires.
Yeah.
And is there anything, because the tires are going to be different next week, is there anything that could be learned? Heck, the aerodynamics are different from the ARCA win to transfer to your truck race next weekend?
For sure. You know, the same moves need to be made. You know, the same blocks, the same side drafts, everything's really similar. It's just how much will it affect you is the difference, right? So how much will a side draft pull someone back in a truck versus an ARCA car? I'm not real sure yet, right? I'll have to do it to someone to find out. Judging when to pull off so they don't side draft you back if you're on the outside. Judging the runs you get and if you're going to hit someone or not, there's a pocket of air in between your nose and someone's back bumper, right? To where if you're running with momentum, it feels like you're going to run over them and then you just stop. And then they go out further because you push their air forward. So to judge the closing rate and how big that bubble is going to be challenging. But I did it all today and at the test. So I know I can go through that learning curve pretty quickly and hopefully come out with a good result.
Harrison Burton, winner of your Lucas Oil 200 Daytona International Speedway, running on general tires. Christian X, your pole sitter, during the driver's meeting was crapping his drawers. Figuratively.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of time in the bathroom. I think it was coming in one side and out the other. Do you get that nervous?
No.
Before a race?
No.
Do you attribute that then to growing up with a racing family?
Yes. I've been at this racetrack since I was, 1 year old, and I kind of know what it means, and I'm more prepared mentally, I think. That helps me, right? But I do get nervous. I definitely do get nervous. I get awkward before a race. Like, I can't have conversations as well, and I'm just so focused on the race. My girlfriend is here, and she was like, "Who are you?" Like, I couldn't even speak to her. It was funny, but it's something that every driver takes differently, is nerves, and it doesn't make you a better or worse driver. That's probably my best friend is Christian. So we work together really good, and he's in the gym with me early in the morning, and Todd Gilliland is too. He's my other best friend. We are teammates this year. All three of us are teammates this year at Daytona in the truck deal, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hold on, who squats more?
Me and Christian are tied for max squat, and then I wasn't there when Todd maxed, but me and Christian were tied because we both started at the same time, so we're about at the same level at squat right now.
Where do you think, seriously, you're more competitive, in the weight room or on the track?
The track. But the weight room is a fun place because we can pump each other up and say, "You got it, you can do it," and kind of just be buddies, and then you come here and it's like, I got to beat you, right? Like, I want to help you, and we worked together really well tonight. You know, you saw me and Christian on the front row in the front two cars for a long time. And then just at the end, it's every man for himself, and then it's pretty fun. So you don't change the way you race those guys. It's like you don't really know them when you're racing. It's just a car, and you have to pass that car. So, yeah, your mindset around them changes, and then in the weight room, you get to be a little bit more happy-go-lucky.
Don't think for a moment that I'm comparing a football game or a soccer game to what you just did, but when I was a junior and a senior in high school, we'd have a big soccer game or a big football game. I thought I was in class learning.
Yeah.
I couldn't think about class. It was me thinking about the game. You can't tell me you're in class not thinking about running the damn ARCA race at Daytona National Speedway, bro.
Yeah, I watch a lot of race film in class. Hopefully my teachers aren't listening, but we all use our laptops in school, and sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to sneak over the YouTube and watch, some ARCA races at Daytona. And so that's fun. That's cool. Kind of sneaking that into my day because I'm so busy all the time that I have to sneak in time to just sit down and watch film. And sometimes that's in school and sometimes it's not. I still get my schoolwork done. My teachers are still it's tough on me.
Does your mom and dad tell you, listen, take 2 hours out today to be a kid?
Yeah, sometimes they do. And sometimes I listen and sometimes I don't. this sport requires a new level of effort for the drivers. Back in the day, it was the guys working on their cars, right? Mm-hmm. And it was the guys that were, just grease monkeys and would work on their cars. And I have so much respect for those guys. But nowadays, the game has changed, right? Because there's so many tools to help a driver become better with, simulators and, watching film on YouTube and TV and just working out and all this stuff. It's a new breed of race car driver. The race car driver is more focused on himself, making himself or herself the best that they can be. And so for me, I've taken that to, another level for me. Last year, I didn't do as great of a job as it. I wanted to, go be a kid more. And this year, I'm like, okay, I didn't win as much as I wanted to last year. I got to buckle down. And so I've been buckled down for quite some time, and it's fun. I enjoy it because every time you succeed, it makes it that much more fun.
Harrison, your dad, Jeff Burton, and your uncle, Ward Burton, didn't have esports to play, video games to play when they were coming up, when they were 18. Do esports, video games, do they help you get ready for Daytona?
Yeah, I play some Xbox here and there, and I play iRacing a lot. iRacing is a fun way for me to hang out and be a kid and still work on racing, right? So I go on my computer and play a simulator of a racetrack, and me and my buddies will race and we'll bang into each other or whatever, but we're still learning, right? We're still working on being a better race car driver. It's just fun, you know. We get to have a good time doing it because we love racing and we love racing hard. So yeah, I use a lot of online tools and video games to kind of help me, release stress or get be a better race car driver.
Best advice, worst advice your dad has given you?
My best advice my dad gave me was something that really means a lot to me, not just in the race car, but out of the race car, is just be yourself. Be who you are. Almost every time before a race, he tells me, just be yourself. You know, you can do it. You are who you are. Don't try and be someone else, right?
Even if your girlfriend doesn't recognize you.
Yeah, even if she doesn't recognize me. she's a trooper. But I have really taken that to heart, and I don't want to be anyone that I'm not truly on the inside. So that's the best advice he's ever given me. The worst advice he's ever given me was, I don't know. I can't.
Dating advice?
No, he's been all right on that. Yeah, he's been good. He likes my girlfriend that I have now, so that's good. Okay. Yep.
She in the made. Gym? She Does made he give those. Bad advice for the gym?
Kinda. So when he was a cup driver, he was on it hard. Like, he was going to the gym and working his butt off, and then he retired, and he just kind of like let go, and now he's like regretting that, right? So I'm being a little rough on the airwaves here, but we'll see.
He still looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's gotten back in the gym, and I can't really think of any worse advice. He's my dad, and everything that I say, I either do and learn from, and it helps me, or I do and it works, and I just succeed. So
well, that
good.
Was the endearing thing about your dad, Jeff Burton, was there was no inhibitions with this guy. He said what he wanted to say, regardless of the ramifications. You knew that you were going to get Jeff Burton every time. Hot-headed, cool-headed, regardless.
You were going to get an honest answer.
Do you find yourself in that same mold?
For sure. That's just how I've been raised. I've been raised to be myself. I've been raised to enjoy who I am. I've been raised to live in the moment and be happy, right? So for me, I'll say stuff and I'll be like, I probably shouldn't have said that, and then I think, well, that's what I was thinking at the time, that's who I am, and I'm normally a pretty calm person. I don't get too riled up or mad or anything, so I'm not in trouble all the time or really ever. As far as at the racetrack stuff, I should say. I, as a person, I think I do a good job of being me, and that's something that you're going to get every time when you talk to me.
You were great with us last year. A couple times we had you on.
Yep.
You're a great interview. Thank you. Like your dad said, just keep being you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. It's always a fun interview with y'all, and you guys represent the sport well, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, Harrison Burton. What a good... He's 18 years old and sounding like he's a seasoned Cup veteran.
38, yeah. Wow.